What's up, people? I'm Sife.
Gina.
And welcome to episode 40 of the Interracial Odd Couple Podcast, season 4. We are coming up on the end of the year, woman.
Yeah.
End of the year. What's so funny? What happened?
I like, did you even hear me?
Huh?
I was like, did you even hear me?
I don't know. They probably will.
Oh, okay.
What'd you say?
I wasn't even really there. I wasn't ready. I was like, Gina.
They know who you are by now. If you're new to the Interracial Odd Couple podcast.
I'm fucking this all up.
Yeah, no shit. We appreciate you guys giving us the time out of your busy schedules and days to give us a little bit of a listen. If you want to giggle and have fun with us. If you want to check us out on our social medias, you can check it out in the description of the podcast wherever you listen to us. Hopefully you are staying
high and right.
And positive vibes as always.
All day.
We are at the end of the year, baby.
Yes, getting there.
At the end of the year. You want to get into your Gina's family updates real quick?
Dun, 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 dun.
Oh, yeah. Dit.
Yeah. Let's see. He had a doctor's appointment this week at the heart doctor.
Who did?
Poppy did.
Oh.
Yeah. He says, I don't know why I'm going. It's still working.
He has a pacemaker in, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah. He always thinks he's still alive. It's still working. So leave him alone. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, that was good. Came out okay. Can you stop?
Ghost is licking his dick.
It's embarrassing.
Do that somewhere else, homie.
Jesus. Don't look at me.
He's looking at you.
Why, Mom?
So what else been going on?
One morning I'm getting him up and he's acting funny. I swear he has a UTI, but nobody wants to listen to me. Actually, I know he has a UTI, but nobody wants to listen to me.
Mm-hmm.
So
you've been right every time he's had one.
I know, but they just don't listen. But anyways, so the whole time he has his eyes closed, and I'm like trying to figure out. I can't understand a word he's saying at all. I don't know what he's talking about. I don't know if he's talking about a dream or what, but he will not open his eyes. He refuses to open his eyes. I don't know why. I think he's, you know, maybe he's just that relaxed, still tired, whatever.
Your eyelids is old. They ain't working no more, man.
So I finally get him changed, get him all dressed. And I go over, get ready, get the chair ready. And I get ready to swing him around because how I get him up is, you know, he lays there and I swing his feet. We call it science. And he pivots around. And when I swing his feet, his upper body swings. So the opposite direction. So it works. So it's our science. And, you know, right before I get ready, I say, okay, you ready? And he's like, I just can't believe it. I'm like, okay, all right, I give. What can't you believe? Mm-hmm. It just doesn't make any sense. And I says, well, what is not making any sense? I said, open your eyes.
Because he said he couldn't see.
No, it wasn't even, he didn't say anything. I didn't know what he was talking about at this point. And I'm like, just open your eyes. He opens his eyes and says, oh my God, I can see. I'm like, oh my God. I said, I can't right now.
I honestly think he's been trolling you doing that shit.
I don't know what he's been doing. Because
you're saying he's serious, and I'm like, he can't be serious.
He's dead serious. The whole time he kept mumbling shit, and I'm like, I don't know what he's saying.
He knew his eyes was closed.
And the entire time he was like, had his eyes closed. So I just thought he was just, I don't know, maybe he was still dreaming or something. I don't know what the fuck he was doing, but I had to put his hand there so he knew where to grab, and he wouldn't open his eyes. So I was like, shit, I'd like to be that lazy too.
Like, did not have to open your eyelids?
Man.
For starters.
Not doing a damn thing. Just, okay.
Mm. Yep.
I don't know what he's saying. So I'm like, all right.
Mm-hmm.
the fuck is wrong with you? We can't. I can't get you up with you close your eyes closed.
You know what's wrong with him? He's almost 90. That's what's wrong with him.
And then he just, I don't know. I guess he thought he was blind out of nowhere. I'm like, what the fuck?
That's how he was feeling, man.
Jesus. Like, you're not fucking blind.
He tried to come up with some extra shit, huh?
Oh, he's a mess.
Mm-hmm. He's supposed to be. He earned
he
it.
He is. He is my mess.
You got more messes in your life than just him.
I do. They're all my messes.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. I don't know. What's happened since last update?
I don't know. Whatever you want to talk about. There's been a whole lot of stuff. There's always a bunch of shit going on around
I know.
Here.
That's why I don't know. It just
all goes by in a blur.
It does. Because it's just, I just go and go and do and do and okay. And then we get in our boredom stages and it seems like we nap all the time just to pass the boredom away. And then it's like, then there's days it's just we go and go and go and go. And it's like, okay. So, yeah. And then I don't remember anything. That's how it goes.
So you've been bored a lot here lately? Is that what you're implying?
I think so. Well, why? Here and there.
Why?
I don't know. It's like trying to come up with something to do. We don't want to leave the house because if we leave the house, we're going to spend money. It's just inevitable.
Fuck that part. It's COVID out there.
So it's like, nope, stay in the house. So we stay in the house.
It's wintertime. It's COVID. Ain't shit really to do. So Gina just been going, getting cabin fever and going stir crazy.
So I know. Amazon.
Somebody spent a lot of money this last week.
Oh, my God. Well, I've been making a list for the last month.
That list is over $400 worth of shit,
No,
too.
It was not.
It's 300 and some change.
No, it was not.
What is it?
It was right like now? It was 250 something.
Mm-hmm.
I got free shipping.
That makes it all better, huh?
Yes.
Uh-huh.
And I got two Christmas gifts taken care of.
Two Christmas gifts. Like what?
Your dad's. Your dad and my dad.
Yep. Our dads.
Our dads.
Yep. Yeah. Mm-hmm. They don't listen to this. They ain't going to know what that is. No.
But I got it taken care of.
Because I will have my dad on the podcast soon, by the way.
One day.
That'll be next year.
Yeah. When we come back.
Yep. When we come back. Mm-hmm. That'll be next year. Well, we are coming up on the end of the year, honey.
Mm-hmm.
When we take our low seasonal break, when we disappear for the month of January and part of February.
We do we?
Yep. Oh, so. Goodness.
What are we going to do?
See, you're already drawing a blank as it is, huh?
Oh, no.
It's still COVID in winter.
Lots of ideas.
Do they involve spending money?
No, I already spent the money for them. So when they get here, oh, they have shit. Lots of things to do.
Great. Sounds wonderful.
I know. It will be.
Since we're coming up on the end of the year, reflecting back of this year of 2020, which has had its ups and downs,
mm-hmm.
a pandemic broke out,
mm-hmm.
all kinds of things happened this year.
Right.
So reflecting back over the year, what's some of the things that you enjoyed?
I don't know. I don't know. Going to Texas is fun. Mm-hmm. Getting to see the boys.
Yep.
All those trips were real fun. Even getting Kyle down there, and that was fun.
Mm-hmm. Ghost, did nobody ask your opinion?
I wasn't bringing you in.
Oh, man. He'd be all right.
Mm-hmm.
Spoiled ass. It's your fault.
Yeah.
So what about the gardening season? I enjoyed that this year.
Yeah. I always enjoy the plants and the gardening.
Mm-hmm.
Learning new plants this year. Getting a lot of the new peppers and stuff and getting them started. And I don't know. All that is just, I don't know. It's just great. Mm-hmm. I think it's just relaxing. It's fun. It's that's why I can't wait till the Amazon gets here.
I don't even want to know.
It's going to be exciting. Don't you worry.
Let me check my account, man. Make sure.
I took it out of my other account.
Oh, okay. Yeah, see, you try to, boy.
I know it.
What were some of your favorite plants, though, over the gardening season?
I really liked that the passion flower bloomed.
Mm-hmm.
I was really excited about that.
Yeah.
That was really cool.
And if you guys want to check out some of our gardening videos from this year, they're definitely on Instagram at Interracial Odd Couple Podcast.
Mm-hmm.
_ between each word. We got a lot of videos of stuff that we've done in the garden throughout this past year.
Yes.
So you like the passion flower. What else?
I loved the passion flower. I was just really, really shocked that it actually bloomed because I didn't think it'd bloom.
Yeah.
I mean, it was just a huge mess of vines, and that was it. And then all of a sudden, right at the tail end, we got three blooms
mm-hmm.
out of nowhere, and it was just really cool.
And they bloomed around the time of season it was supposed to, too.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Well, the end season part.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the last hurrah.
What about the autumn beauties and queen velvets?
Those, I was actually disappointed.
Are you kidding me? We threw them shits in clay soil and them shits got 9 feet tall.
No, I mean, as far as height, that was crazy.
Mm.
The height shit, that was crazy. Definitely. But as far as the sunflower itself, I was very disappointed because it was nothing like the picture. Nothing like, I mean, color wise anything. I mean, it was just nothing like it.
Well, a lot of gardeners experience that, especially when you buy certain seeds from stores.
Mm-hmm.
It's not what's on the packaging. It's false advertising.
And that's what also disappointed me, is because we did get it from
a reputable company.
Well, no, not a reputable company, but a small town people that, you know,
mm-hmm.
Do their own, grow their own and package their own and sell them that way.
Mm-hmm.
So that was disappointing because we
got the giant one coming next year.
Yeah, we have the mammoth.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm excited to get that bad boy going and get into some sunflower seeds.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That'd be cool.
What other plants did you like this year?
The okra was really badass.
I was about to say, you better talk about my damn okra and quit playing.
Yeah, I know. Your okra. No, it was really cool. At the end, we saved two pods for some seeds.
Mm-hmm.
And that was really neat to do. I liked to see how to do that. So that was fun. Those produced just massive
shit tons of okra, man.
It was.
I fried some a few days ago.
You did. So I got them all chopped up and breaded and thrown in the freezer.
Put them in the freezer.
Yep, for winter.
So did.
It was a good haul for okra.
We had a shit ton of cucumbers there for a minute, too.
Mm-hmm. Yep, we had cucumbers.
Mm-hmm.
And I've already got our tomatoes. Some of our tomatoes started.
Yep.
So when my package comes, I can retransplant those into their new homes.
Yeah, we got some grow bags on the way.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yes.
Got some grow bags.
Oh, yes, we do.
I already know what a lot of this shit's probably going to consist of.
Oh, excitement.
You know what else I enjoyed out there, too?
What?
During this gardening season?
Hmm.
Guess.
I don't want to. Can't you just tell me?
No, man, I enjoyed the okra a lot. Of course, I enjoyed the kale.
Me?
The kale was great.
Enjoyed me out there. That's my guess.
Oh, well, you know, that's
See, that's
later.
Why I don't want to guess. I don't want to be the guesser.
No, our detours this year was a big difference from last year.
Yeah, those were insane this year. Very beautiful.
Mm-hmm. So we definitely looking forward to next gardening season. We are growing stuff during the winter right now. Mm-hmm. We do have some things growing. I got some broccoli growing, mm-hmm. cauliflower growing, got some more kale growing, got some onions growing, or not onions, but garlic growing.
Bok choy.
Got some, yeah, cabbage going.
Some potatoes we need to go pull out.
That's next month. And lettuce. We got some lettuce growing, too. We're going to see what happens. There's some Brussels sprouts, but them motherfuckers is being a pain in the ass, man. They just are. I don't know what it is, but I will figure it out. That's part of it.
There's a couple of plants that we just aren't good at so far. So far, it's been rosemary. We cannot grow rosemary or keep it alive to save our lives.
Does great outside.
Until
you bring it in.
Fall. Until fall, we kill it. I mean, it doesn't matter if I leave it outside. It doesn't matter if I bring it in. I kill it. Why? I don't know why. It hates me. And I wish it would love me because we use it nonstop. Mm-hmm. So,
that ain't the only plant you said hated you this year.
Which other one hated
Chamomile us? Hated you?
The chamomile. The chamomile.
It had a deformity going on.
It had fascia.
Whatever the fuck that
I
is.
I call it fascinating. Mm. This was on one of the podcasts.
Oh, yeah.
I call it fascinating. And
fascination.
I don't know. That thing was just was fucking wicked.
It looked crazy as hell.
It was beautiful in the beginning. Then all of a sudden it just, I don't know, mutated. And just wigged out and I don't know. No idea.
Just did whatever the fuck it wanted to do.
Crazy looking. Actually, if you see, it's like two flower heads molding together and growing. It's like that. And it's crazy looking. And I had the whole plant was looking like that.
Yeah, I was saying, there's going to be some little Shop of Horrors action on that motherfucker.
Yeah, it's crazy. The stems looked rubbery. It was like crazy. It looked like a fake plant. Mm-hmm. It was funny. But
we also sucked at the zucchini.
The zucchini. We had this stupid.
We grew one. That means a success to me. It was our first time growing them. So
and it
fuck
was
it.
Tasty. It was a very tasty one. Yeah, we got those stupid boars or what are they? Stink bugs. No, I don't know what they were called. Mm-hmm. Stupid.
We'll just call them garden pests. They're insects.
Squash bugs.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yes, we got squash bugs.
Yeah, they pretty much took those out.
Yeah.
And I think a majority of them, especially the ones at the end of our garden bed, got choked out by the okra because the okra was like, nah, not this year, son.
Yeah. The okra took over the garden.
It sure the fuck did.
It was, I swear, it was like 13 feet tall.
The motherfuckers got tall as hell.
It was crazy tall.
There's definitely video of that, too. But these are some of the things we've enjoyed during 2020, man.
We did.
During 2020, even though the pandemic might have fucked up people's jobs, might have fucked up your pockets, might have did this, might have did that, like it has to everybody at some capacity this year. We still found ways to take advantage of it the best we could.
Learn new things, learn mm-hmm. new tricks, learn new, I don't know, fun stuff.
Yep.
Keep the brain moving.
Yep. So, and something to keep in mind too, going into next year. I don't think 2021 is going to be a whole lot different for a majority of the... I think, honestly, at least for the first half of next year.
I don't think next year at all is going to be very good. So.
Yeah, it's hard to say. It's hard to say now. I mean, this is still the opportunity, like we've been talking about before on our previous episodes throughout this year, of taking advantage of the opportunity, even if it doesn't seem like it's an opportunity in front of you right now. It might mm-hmm. seem like you're in a bad spot and you could be in a bad spot financially. You know, you might be living on your mom's couch right now. It could be all kind of different things going on. But if you really don't have nothing to lose right now, this is the opportunity to plan and come up with some, you know, some schemes or whatever you want to do and go mm-hmm. for it, especially if you don't really have much to lose right now.
Yeah.
And going into 2021, that's definitely an attitude I'm going to keep in mind for myself is just, you know, keep taking advantage of opportunities that present themselves. I don't know what's going to happen as far as my occupation and stuff either because with the, you know, COVID-19 cases, but, you know, spiking again and all that other shit going on, I don't know what's going to happen. I don't know what's going to happen either. So just going to next year, in my opinion, of just having the attitude of like, look, if I ain't got much to lose, I might as well just go ahead and go for whatever the fuck I've always wanted to do and just go for it.
Yep. Or at least work towards it.
Yep. Set yourself up. Mm-hmm. Definitely set yourself up with some goals. What's some goals you looking forward to doing next year?
Well, obviously, always continuing to learn. That's always my goal every year, is to learn more. Keep growing, as always. For one, I'm afraid to get stuck. I don't like that feeling stuck. And hopefully, I don't know, maybe we can advance more to what we want.
Mm-hmm. So what are you looking forward to planting and stuff next year?
Oh, planting. Oh, that's going to be insane because I want a lot of stuff because I'm going to have tons of peppers.
Save me.
He might need to be saved because I'm going to have lots of peppers.
Yep.
I'm going to have lots of different tomatoes. I'm not buying any tomatoes this year from anywhere.
We don't need to now.
I'm going to try and do my best of doing them all from
basically here. Most vegetables, doing them from home, period.
From seed, and hopefully see where we're going to go from there. Because every year we get diseases. We bring home diseases, and it's just not worth it anymore.
And with the pandemic, too, we've seen that a few times this past year with panic buying. Mm-hmm. You go through the store and most of the shit ain't there. Now, we talked about it in an earlier episode this year, how we walked through the store and found the stuff that we use fine. We need, yeah. Besides some damn toilet paper. But yeah. Other than that, everything else was right there. Like, man, we see where people's priorities are at.
Yeah. So, yeah, just learning more, you know. I want to learn more about more different bread making techniques and, you know. Just different things like that.
Yeah.
Different cooking ways and stuff like that. So, that's about it.
So you're telling everybody to basically be prepared for a lot of footage, huh?
I don't know. You're the man for that.
Yeah.
So are you telling those
people? I'm sure people noticed that.
You are the go-to.
Because you don't record nothing. I'll be like, why'd you record that?
Because I'm in my zone. I'm not.
People need to see this. This is amazing.
Then you need to set something up and then I can just hit the button and then.
Oh, you know done. How to do that on your own.
Dude, I
set you up a tripod and a camera and just do your little thing.
That's what I said. I'm in my zone. I put my the iPad and turn the TV on and start chopping my veggies. I'm there for hours. Yep.
That's Gina's favorite place in the house is the kitchen.
I turn on the oven so I can feel all nice and toasty.
Yeah.
And I'm there for hours.
Yeah, because she gets so bored and sometimes she comes up with concoctions.
Right, that don't work.
I'm like, what are you doing?
The concept and the idea and the taste was awesome. I just would have to perfect it. And I have no idea how to perfect it. So, I give up.
It is what it is, man. You know, this is part of just having fun in the kitchen, too. Just trying to come up with some shit.
Okay, this is what I did. Okay. So, I got this idea because I really wanted tapioca pudding. But I didn't. I wanted to make it myself. So, I bought the tapioca. To make it. So I was like, okay, I got tapioca. Well, I don't want to just eat it by itself. So what can I do? So I was like, okay, well, I'll make a graham cracker crust. I was like, okay, well, that's going
to
be
kind of funny. Just go ahead and send Ken to the store right before kickoff. Piss me the fuck off. It's a bullshit. Is Green Bay on yet? In 10 minutes.
So.
Well, I need you to go to the store.
And then I was like, well, I can't do just
graham cracker crust
and tapioca. I need some whipped cream. So I'm going to have to make some whipped cream. So I was doing all of this by homemade.
From scratch.
nothing was, you know, store-bought. So I had to get heavy whipped cream.
The graham crackers.
I had to get the graham crackers.
The heavy whipped cream. No, I went and got all that.
Yeah, so I had to send him to the store. So, yes, I had to make sure it was green beer.
And I had to FaceTime her because I didn't know what. Well, she FaceTimed me because I was like, I don't know what the fuck you asking for.
I know. And he kept going down, up and down. I'm like, there. Mm-hmm.
You should have went to the store with me.
I'll wait till he comes.
You know,
back.
Good and damn
nope,
well. That's
there. No, he passed.
Look, yeah. One thing that drives me crazy.
Would you listen
y'all,
to me?
One thing that drives me crazy when she sends me to the store for shit, she knows I haven't seen her grab off the shelf certain times and certain things. I'm like, why are you sending me for that and I don't know where the fuck it is?
Half the time I get whipping cream, it is around Christmas time. I don't get it any other time of the year usually.
Yeah.
But, so I got all this stuff and I was like, he got it home. And so I start in. I make the graham cracker crust. So I got it all made up and I put it in my pan. Got it all tucked down, put it in the fridge. So I started on my, I put all my bowls and stuff in the freezer so it gets all nice and cold for the whip topping. So I'm like, okay, I'm doing all this great stuff for this shit. And I start the...
just wait for it.
Yeah, I start the tapioca because you got to put it on the oven or you got to mix it, let it sit for 5 minutes or some shit like that, and then you gotta do all this other shit, or I don't know what y'all, I don't remember, but I don't know. I let it boil. You told me to let it boil, then take it off, and then add the vanilla. So that's what I did, and I'm like, okay, so. You know, and then I let it sit. I said, let it cool and then eat. Let it cool for 20 minutes. I let it cool for 20 minutes and it was still hot. I was like, Jesus. And it was still kind of runny. I'm like, well, I'll just go to Nano Poppy's, put him to bed and come back. Well, I come back or get him up and come back. And I get him up and come back and it's still kind of runny. And I'm like, it's so strange. Because you think it would, you know, the further it cools, the thicker it'd be, and it wasn't doing it. And I'm like, I'm confused. And on the box, it looks, you know, white and creamy, and, you know, great looking. And mine's all like, I don't know.
Boom, boom, boom.
Just brown and gooey, and I don't know. So I'm like, whatever. I put it in the pan. And then I put it in the fridge. And then I get out all my shits and make my whipped topping. So I put all my stuff in there and tells me to put in there my sugar, my vanilla. Put all that shit in there and I'm doing the shit. And he says, don't go over 1 minute, you know. You don't want to overdo it. And I'm like, okay. Well, I'm going in about a minute. And I'm like, it's still not doing nothing. I'm like, I'll keep going. So I keep going, and I'm going probably like 5 minutes, and the shit's still just, it's kind of foofy, but not too much. I'm like, oh, well, fuck it. Pull out the pan and put it in there. Call it good. Well, later that night, I go in, and I cut me a piece, and it's like, God, and that's a little too thick. So my graham cracker crust is really, really thick. My whipped topping was very liquidy, and
I said it was like melted ice cream.
Right, and I have no idea what my tapioca was, so it was just. But it tasted good, but it was just too much crust. But the crust had a really good flavor. It was just too much crust with not enough other stuff. And it's just, yeah. The consistency of everything needs to be fixed, but I'm not one to... I don't fucking care.
After breaking all that down? Fuck it. You tried it.
Yeah, I tried.
It didn't make it to hashtag ILC cooking. I mean...
Not gonna.
You'll get another chance at it again.
No, I don't want to do that one. I quit.
Give up on that one?
Yeah.
Fuck it. Moving on here.
See, me and baking, we are hit and miss for some reason. I want to bake so bad. I love baking. It's just because I love fucking sweets. So I love baking. But we are hit and miss. I mean, some things turn out great and some things just, wow. How could I
what the fuck is that?
Stop trying to. Cause, but my logic is.
Have me trying that shit first. Like, what you doing? You know, I don't eat no sweets like that, but I try.
I take my logic of, you know, how I cook. Mm-hmm. You know, I can change shit up. If something calls for something, I'm like, fuck that. I don't like it. I'll put what I want in it.
Yeah, Gina changes every recipe in the world. In the history of cooking.
Nothing.
Which is fine because you cook your ass off.
Right.
It's just when it comes to that oven.
when I take that concept to baking,
it just doesn't translate for some reason.
Works.
Quit trying to do it your way and just do it the basics. Start with the basics first.
I think it's because there's science involved in baking. And I don't give a fuck.
Seriously.
And it doesn't work out.
What kind of science? What other different types of sciences are involved from just below the burners? I mean, honestly.
Baking? Oh, Jesus.
It's still heat. It's still cooking.
Baking? When you're dealing with, like, the flour, some things to make things rise, you have to have the powder, the baking powder, the baking soda, the cornstarch.
Oh, I know.
There's all these different things and fucking shit, and I'll fuck that shit up every fucking time. I will.
Well, hey, this is my suggestion to you, baby.
Stop it.
No.
That'd be the first one.
Just stick to the original recipe for the first time around, and then improve on it next after that. If you see any improvements that need to be made, which you always see that when it comes to foods. And I'm glad that you do, being a white woman and all. I'm glad.
I took the
I'm just saying.
Hey, I took that churro cheesecake one and I turned it around.
Hell yeah.
I changed it.
Yep.
And it turned out just fine.
You heard family and friends say, we so glad you don't cook like white people.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a good thing.
But also, I think that's because it's a Mexican dish.
The churros, yeah.
I mean.
A churro.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I can kind of do it differently.
Yeah.
And it's okay.
It came out good.
Mm-hmm. It did.
Mm-hmm. So you're looking forward to doing some baking next year? Improving on some baking?
I just don't know. I can't do it. I get these things in my head that I'm like, oh my God, I want to do that so bad. Like there's these, I got myself in this stupid group for these hot chocolate bombs. I don't know. I guess they become popular now, and they're just so fucking adorable.
Is that the ones you showed me that the chick had the dick and the two balls and put it in the damn hot chocolate? Yeah, okay.
And I'm like, God, I can do that. Yes. I can so do that.
She
I'm
made some
creative.
Chode chocolate
bombs. I can
bombs.
Do this shit, and I'm like, girl, you know you can't. Leave this shit to the people like, that are very creative.
You gonna make some dicks in the kitchen?
I'm like, you'll have that kitchen so fucked up and nothing will come out right. Stop it. I'm like, no, we can do this. Yeah, we can do this.
Man.
No. Mm-mm. I'm like, every
I might as well
time.
Put this disclaimer out there now. I want to hire a dishwasher. I'm sick of this shit. I'm not doing it anymore. I'm done for the rest of the year.
I know. There's these parts of me. Just,
I'm like, she made one little 4x4 pan of something and there's 13 towers of dishes in there. Like, how?
I don't know. There's this person inside me that talks me into shit like this.
I'm like, what the fuck?
Like,
there's 8 bowls.
So what I do the other night when I have this, you know, random sack of graham crackers left over. What the fuck am I going to do with those? Okay. Well, grab the peanut butter. Grab the honey. Get the nutmeg. Grab the vanilla. Okay. See what this does. Hey, it tasted pretty fucking good. I ate it all.
Yeah, because I seen it sitting. I'm like, what are you eating?
Like, I don't fucking know, but it's tasty.
I do not want that.
It's tasty.
Mixing up some crazy ass shit. What the fuck you doing?
I don't know.
That's how we was raised. You had to get your ghetto gourmet on in the kitchen like shit, man.
I had to use up these crackers, and they're still sitting on the counter. I think I only ate like 3 of them, but I used some of them.
So you're looking forward to doing some more cooking and gardening next year?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yep. That's about it.
And what else? That's pretty much about it?
Yeah. I don't want to jump further ahead than I need to.
Overwhelm yourself?
Yeah. Would hate to do that.
You already did anyway, according to whatever's coming for Christmas.
Oh, yeah. That's gardening, though. So we'll be busy. We'll have to go get some dirt.
Great. More dirt.
Yes. It's okay.
If I got to build something, I'm leaving.
We shouldn't have to build shit. I don't think so, unless you want to.
Look, see? Now I'm giving you more ideas. I thought you said don't overwhelm yourself, dear.
I'm not overwhelming me.
Well, yeah. Smart ass. Yeah, Gina likes to supervise. She'll stand there with her hands on her hips.
Yeah.
She'll supervise all day.
I don't think you're doing it right.
Mm-hmm.
You sure?
That's why I can't have her around me when I'm building stuff.
We don't get along very good when it comes to construction.
No, we do not at all. We don't. That's why, like, I can't have her around. And then she had the nerve to tell me, even during the middle of this last summer one time, well, you're the one who builds stuff. And I'm like, well, then let me fucking build and leave me alone. It's 112 out here, and you still standing there supervising and shit. Nah, man, we do okay for the most part. But when it comes to, like, constructing things, yeah. It's like, yeah, we have two totally different viewpoints on how it needs to get built.
If we're putting something together, we do it separately. Like, I put together all the vinyl shelves for the vinyls, or the shelving for the vinyls.
Mm-hmm.
And I did that by myself. He was not allowed to help.
But I turned around and helped you do the same thing in your woman cave.
No, I put that one together by myself.
I was in there with you and put that damn Gorilla Glue in every single hole right there with you in that damn room when I went and even bought the damn shelf.
Towards the end, the last one.
Shit.
I already did the first one. You came in when I was almost done. I already had them lined up.
Yeah, and then I helped you finish them.
Mm-hmm.
Got your plants all on them in your books.
But see, I already had them lined up, so I didn't have to. I just had to tell them what to do.
Mm-hmm.
Quite easy.
Mm-hmm. Tell me what to do.
When he's putting something together, I leave him alone.
Yeah. Because I don't want to hear it, and she don't want to hear it. And next thing you know, hammers and bolts are flying. Not at each other.
No.
But in separate directions, in different directions all over the place. Nah, I'm kidding. So, what are we building?
Oh, I'm not building anything, but I said we can. I mean, I have ideas.
Yeah, that's great. Hold on to those, though.
I will. It'd be kind of cute out there.
See what I'm saying? Save those thoughts, honey.
Okay.
Nah, man, we'll see what's going on. Because there's some other things I talked about I want to do out there, too.
Mm-hmm.
Let's switch it up. So, but we'll revisit those ideas at another time.
You bet. Yeah.
Well, we are coming up on the end of the year, end of 2020. It's been a rough year for pretty much everyone. If you lost family, friends, and loved ones this year, we do sympathize. We do understand. We send our love and our prayers and positive energy to you guys that have suffered through this, especially if you suffered a casualty close to you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's been a tough year. Like I mentioned last week's episode, my uncle, he's back home recouping from being in the hospital, having the virus himself.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know when he's going to be back to work or anything like that. So he doesn't know either. So,
careful. Yeah, wear your mask.
Yeah, just wear your mask, social distance.
Wash your hands.
Do all those things. Do all those things that, yeah, they've seemed kind of taboo. It may seem taboo to you. But, you know, just kind of have respect for the other people around you.
Take your vitamins.
Yeah, definitely do that. Definitely take your vitamin D. You got to get plenty of vitamin D.
Yes, you do.
Plenty of that. But we are at the end of the year. We have two more episodes left before we call it good until next year.
We do?
Yes, we do. We have a highlight episode coming up at the end of the month. And we also have a surprise bonus episode that's coming up too.
Oh, my.
To hold everybody through the end of the year.
Hold up.
goodness. We know what's on your mind. Yeah. All right, baby. Anything you want to tell everybody before we get out of here?
Nope. Oh, I don't know. I got to go.
All right, everybody. Thank you. Yeah, thank you for listening to us. We definitely appreciate it. We just did a little bit of reflecting on some of the things we enjoyed this last year. And we'll probably do a little bit more on the coming up episode before we get up out of here for the rest of the year and to the beginning of next year. So we will definitely talk to you next week.
Bye.
Deuces.